What's up, guys? Dabu7 back at you again here for another one. And unfortunately, in this update on the manhunt for the shooter around I-75, they have not found the individual yet. He's still on the run. People are being advised in all the towns and areas right around that area to lock the doors, to be cautious, and to know that there is an individual on the loose right now, considered armed and dangerous. He could still have weapons, but Joseph Couch still on the run all these days later after shooting multiple people off the exit of 75. Now, we have another shooting that took place. This took place just yesterday, and another shooter that's apparently on the loose again. This time, they shot a vehicle near exit 59 near Hazard, Kentucky. This is where Hal Rogers crosses 15, kind of close to where the Walmart sits off the exit. And they're saying that a person's vehicle was hit. They thought at first it was a rock, but then they pulled over and they looked, and it was a bullet in the windshield. And they locked down all the schools. They actually had the police escort the school buses when they released them out of school. They had drones in the air. They gave the all clear. They didn't stop traffic there, but they scoured the area. They didn't find anyone or anything, but the shooter is still on the loose. So we have multiple people now within the past week that have shot at vehicles, the police involved, and these individuals are on the run. So multiple shooters, so to speak, that are shooting at cars. And we also come to find out that there was another incident near Lexington here just a few weeks back, where someone was up there reportedly shooting at cars as well. So multiple events. These are the latest. This one yesterday on 9/11 kind of got overlooked, but we've got another shooter on the run out there that are taking a high position somewhere and shooting down onto the vehicles. Same thing. So just a heads up, follow me on X or Twitter for more information, for updates, and join me for the live streams going live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, talking about details of this and a whole lot more. Much love, y'all.